Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tram. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tram.
Today we're going to learn the halachas of cancellation of debt in Shmita. This is Siman Kuf Pei 180 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. This relates to a very unique aspect of the Lishmita year. The Torah tells us in Devarim Perek Tezvav, Miketz Sheva Shanim Taaseh Shmita. At the end of 7 years, you will make a Shmita. Now, it's interesting. This is not what we learn in Bahar as much. In Bahar, it talks more about the agricultural aspects of Shmita. That's where we call it Shvius. The seventh year is a time where the land lays fallow. However, here we learn an additional halacha, and that is Vizeh Dvar HaShmita. The word Shmita comes from the word we're about to learn, which is Shamot, remove, release, Kobal Masha Yodai, any creditor Asher Yasher Bereu, who has credit against their friend. Lo Yigois Es Reu, you may not pressurize your friend Ves Achiv. Kikara Shmita LaHashem. This is the year of release. So this is the release of debts that happens at the Shmita. This is a separate financial aspect of the Shmita year, independent of the agricultural aspects of it itself. Let's jump in. We're going to be looking at a few concepts here. First one being the general law of Shmita today. Does Shmita cancel debts even in our time outside of the land of Israel, where it's not related to the Shvius aspect of the agriculture? The answer is yes. And as the Kitzur points out, most decisors understand that Shmita cancels debts even today and even outside the land of Israel. Is the general public careful about this law? So the Kitzur says, some people are more lenient, and he says this leniency has been criticized by great Torah sages, and they tried to justify it based on minority opinions, and it is not acceptable. What should someone do who wants to observe the mitzvahs meticulously? So he says a person should follow the majority opinion, and if one wants to continue a debt after the Shmita year, they should have a prusbul to avoid violating halacha. We'll discuss that in due course. Note that he actually is so insistent upon this that when he writes the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he writes the dates of the coming Shmita year. So he points out that the coming Shmita years are in the year 1874 and 1875, 1881 and 1882. So he's pointing out when they are. Obviously, today it's very easy to find out when the Shmita years are, but this affects loans even in the diaspora. Let's move into our second concept, that is types of debts which are cancelled by Shvius. So what by Shmita? What types of loans are cancelled by Shmita? It applies to oral loans or even written loans. What if there was a lien on property? So it still cancels it. What if the loan was used during was set up using a heter iska, where what one does is one recreates the loan as half loan, half investment, and this avoids some of the issues that relate to the notion of ribis or transferring interest. So in this case, the business partnership is not cancelled, but the loans section is cancelled. What about loans with collateral or real estate? So a loan which has movable collateral are not cancelled by Shmita, but if they are secured with real estate, there are different opinions on this. Why is a collateral different? Why should that loan not be cancelled? So the way it's viewed is that when the collateral is taken, it's as if the loan is already repaid and the person is just trying to get back their collateral, and therefore that's not a loan which is going to be cancelled. If the guarantor pays the loan up and is now trying to get back the money from the person who had the loan, is that cancelled? The answer is yes. That's considered a new debt. It's seen as a second loan that the guarantor, the orev, is trying to get from the borrower. If someone owes money and the Beis Din rules in favor of the lender before Shmita to the creditor, is the debt cancelled when, and let's say Shmita hits right then? The answer is no, because once the verdict is given by Beis Din, it's seen as already collected. It's just now needs to be taken from the property of the borrower. In this situation, the Shmita would not cancel it. Similarly, if there was a dispute over a loan between the borrower and the lender, and the borrower was forced to take an oath, a shvua, to defend his claim, and then Shmita comes right in the middle of that, what happens? So the Shmita will cancel the debt, and it will also waive the shvua because there's no longer a debt to defend. Is credit from sales considered a loan that Shmita will cancel? So let's say a person goes to the local makolet and has a tab there. Is that considered a loan that disappears? So yes, sales on credit are considered like loans. However, if a storekeeper regularly waits until a certain threshold, so he waits until a certain amount is owed and then does not demand payment immediately, those debts are not cancelled. If they're recorded as loan, they are cancelled. So it just depends on how that tab is set up. We'll see a few more details in a moment. We move to our third concept, and that is conditions, timing, and exceptions. Can a lender stipulate that Shmita won't cancel this debt? So if he says that Shmita won't cancel it, it is ineffective. A person cannot make a condition on what the Torah has already said will be. But if the lender stipulates that he won't cancel this debt, that he won't cancel this debt, it is valid, meaning to say it's specific to the collection of this particular debt, then that is fine. If a debt is due only after the Shmita is a cancel, this is the most important halacha that relates to this, is no, because it cannot be collected during the Shmita year, so therefore it is not collectible. Why is that? Because the Torah tells us that not only is the loans cancelled, but lo yigois es ra'eo, a person may not put pressure on the borrower during the year Shmita, after the Shmita, to get their loan. Which means that the Torah is connecting the Shmita, the Shamot, the cancellation of the debt, and the pressure put on that debt. Which means it is only a loan which has already reached fruition and can be collected now, which is the one which is going to be cancelled. But a debt which, let's say, is a 10-year debt, and in the middle Shmita hits, at the point in the middle where the debt is not at fruition, and therefore the creditor may not take from the borrower any money or put pressure on them, at that point in time, the Shmita does not cancel it because there's no pressure to be added. That's a very important thing. And that comes back to that shopkeeper situation where if, in general, the shopkeeper keeps a tab but he doesn't make a collection until it reaches a certain point, then in that case, then that's not considered like it's reached fruition, and therefore that debt would not be cancelled. Are debts cancelled if they are given over to a Beis Din? So no, debts are not cancelled if they're handed over to a Beis Din by Shmita, and we'll see some very important application of that in just a moment. But meantime, we go into the fourth concept, which is wages and acquired debt. Are wages of a worker cancelled by Shmita? No. Unless they're converted into a loan, the employer needs to pay the employee. Those are not loans. They have to pay the employees. Are debts acquired from a non-Jew cancelled? So those are not cancelled because if the debt was acquired from a non-Jew, it is not cancelled because the non-Jew had full collection rights and one's just buying those collection rights which still remain intact. What if a Jewish guarantor, so let's look at it from a different angle. You have a Jewish guarantor who pays a non-Jew and pays up the non-Jew because he guaranteed a debt, and now he's coming to the Jew who owed the money to get back the money. Is he allowed to? So if he has the non-Jew's note and it's written down, then it's coming from the power of that non-Jew's loan, and therefore it's not cancelled. But if it's only an oral claim without a note, then it's cancelled because then it's Jew against Jew getting a debt, and the Shmita will cancel it. Timing. That's our fifth concept. When exactly, at what point in time, does the Shmita cancel debts? So it cancels debts at the sunset on the eve of Rosh Hashanah, at the end of the Shmita year. Not the beginning of the Shmita year, at the end of the Shmita year. We move into our sixth concept, post-Shmita repayment. So let's say Shmita has passed and a lender comes along and says, I want to pay you. So what should the borrower wants to pay back? What should the creditor say? So the lender must say, I have canceled your debt. There's no longer debt. What happens if the borrower insists? So if the borrower insists, the lender may accept it, but only as a gift, and he needs the borrower to stipulate that it's a gift and he's not collecting as a function of it being a loan, because otherwise he would be transgressing the Torah in this case. We move to our last concept, and that is the prusbul. What is a prusbul and how does it work? So a prusbul is a legal document where a lender transfers his debts to Beis Din so he can collect them even after Shmita, because the Beis Din's loans are not cancelled. What does the Beis Din do when this bid is made to them? So they write him a note indicating that he approached them and they take to collect the debt on his behalf, and it must be a written document given and signed by three Torah learned men, or declared verbally to them as well. Can it be when can the prusbul be written? It can be written anytime before the sunset of the eve of Rosh Hashanah of the year that is at the end of Shmita. Masa pros will be written down. So some points can allow it to be a verbal declaration, but most say we should write it down. Can one declare a prosable even if there's no base in the city? So the answer is yes. Person may say he hands over his debts to the base in a specific place, even if it's not there right now. Does the borrower need to have property for a prosable to work? And so this is one of the conditions. Yes, even minimal real estate. Like even if a person has a flower pot with a hole in it, that is sufficient. If not, the guarantor of the debt then the guarantor or the borrower may suffice. Why is this? This is just how the halacha is created. What if the creditor has no land? So in this case, he was not subject to the law of prosable. Then the borrower may give him land to acquire that it'll work for in order to execute the prosable. Last question, and we'll close this. Why was the prosable created? So it would seem like it's obvious that it's in order to protect those who may not get loans. But the Rashbam in Sebaya Basra Daf Samach Hamad Aleph tells us a very fascinating observation, and that is that the reason why Hillel was Mesaken and instituted this notion called a prosable is because around the time of the Shemitah year, coming to the 6th and the 7th year of the cycle, many Jews were not extending loans to other Jews, and the reason is because they were concerned that the Shemitah is going to come, cancel that debt, and they will not be able to get it back, so therefore they were not issuing loans. So that the concern was that Hillel had was not that the poor people were not getting loans, but the concern was, if you look in the Rashbam, is that people were transgressing the Torah, that people were doing something davar bilibam bli'ayil, they had something in their heart which was evil by not extending loans, and to avoid them transgressing the Torah, created the prosable as a mechanism to avoid this as well. And therefore, they're seen less as a social welfare tool, but rather as a tool to protect people against doing the wrong thing, which is a very important perspective when trying to think about all of this as well. And that's why it is during the Shemitah year, towards the end of the Shemitah year, it is a common practice that ensures people all make prosbul, because just in case there was a debt they forgot about that they are owed, it is very important that there's a prosbul and they're not going to collect that debt after Shemitah has already finished. Have a wonderful and meaningful